Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. There was no use talking, there was nothing to say. When the band began to play, and we
danced like a wave on the ocean romance. Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Very excited about having our good friend Ann Zimmerman back on the show. Ann's become a great member of our Brain Trust, co-chair of Business for Responsible Tax Reform, founder and owner of Zimmerman and Company CPA. She is an elite CPA. Ann, thanks again for being here. We're talking about what's going on right now, folks, at the federal level especially, to help us out during this time. We hear a lot, and we're hearing a lot of things about what they're going to do to help us. So far, nothing has landed. Nothing's helped. And I've been pointing out for a long time, not just in this event, but in other events, that giving, you know, bragging about giving hundreds of millions of dollars in funds to the SBA, that's not going to get money to that's not going to help anybody make payroll this Friday, because that money is not real money in terms of the SBA. That money is a guarantee. That's money that's paper money. It's monopoly money to a large degree, because the SBA doesn't lend money. The SBA only guarantees loans that are made by banks. And you and I both know that all banks aren't even SBA lenders. They don't even know how to do it. Some banks don't even know how to do SBA lending.
And don't forget that it takes forever to get through.
It can. Now they can cut through. They can cut through some of the red tape. And I don't have a problem if the documents you sign are SBA documents. But if they can't find a way to cut through about 97% of the red tape. See, I've had an SBA loan before. 25 years ago, I got an SBA loan, paid it all back. But it took about a month to get it done.
Yeah, and my concern, too, is you've got a business here that is literally days or weeks from shutting their doors. And the thought of taking on debt, so then the question is, do I take on more debt when I don't even know if I can save this thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the answer. Debt is not the answer. The money from the government, the stimulus money from the government, has to go to small businesses directly to mm-hmm. make their payroll, to make their rent, mm-hmm. you know, and not to, if you're going to also help the big businesses, then you got to put some strings on it.
Yep.
You're not going to use this for your $12 million CEO salary, and you're not going to use it to buy back your stock. You know, you don't have to tell a small business that.
That's exactly right. Well, that's exactly right.
We're not going to be doing that.
Well, and one of the things has to be
direct federal grant.
It needs to be
on loans that already exist. Yes, we need to defer interest and payments, and we have to be able to have banks refinancing them with no cost and things like that. And you know, the stimulus payments to individuals, at least that will put money into the hands of the consumer.
Right.
But I still say,
if you've got a job, Ann, if you've got a job, the government should be using the money to people who have a job through the company. An employee doesn't need a check from the government. The employee just needs their payroll to continue to be made.
Well, the employee does. Yes, even if they're not working, but a number of people are already not working.
If you don't have a job, that's different. But if you have a job, if you have an employer that you had, even if you don't get to go into work, you know, your employer could be saying, okay, go online, take this sales course, take this marketing course, take this technical course, go read a book, get smarter, think about, take a civics course. I don't care. Learn Spanish. I don't care what they do. But I'm going to pay you. I'm going to continue to pay you.
So you're ready.
The government's going to continue
we
to help me.
Wanted to do that.
The government's going to continue to help me make my payroll so we can do this. But you need to stay busy. You need to stay productive because I'm going to keep paying, making your payroll as long as we can. What do you think?
I think keeping people paid makes more sense than anything. There's no question. You know, the unemployment system, we're already paying half of that because we're going to pay it back if we put them on unemployment. So with some grants, we don't have to go through unemployment. We're not going to bite that bullet in the future by paying a much higher rate there. But if you put it all in loans, one, I'm not going to get it fast enough. Two, when we slowly start coming out of this, I'm going to be saddled with debt that's going to keep me from creating new jobs.
Right.
And neither one of those is going to work. I mean, this is not something we've been through before.
We don't need another $50,000 loan on top of what we got, or a $100,000 loan on top of what we got, because this isn't about malfeasance, malpractice. This is about lost productivity. The country is not producing right now.
So the restaurants, you know, who are trying to stay in business, who are repurposing their people to work inside, to get it delivered, to get it curbside, those kinds of things. They're not bringing in enough to pay these people, but they're more than happy to keep them employed.
Right.
If they have assistance from the government.
And if we find out, Ann, in a couple of weeks that this thing is abating, we can have people come back to work. If we've never stopped making payroll, we just say, okay, now come back to work. Nothing changed except they had a couple of week vacation. We got to continue to connect the employees with the employers. Yeah. That's all there is to it. And I need your website quickly, please.
Businesses for tax reform.org.
Check it out. Ann Zimmerman will be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.